We're back with another episode of The Local Beat. It is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. They are a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we always trust each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show to deliver us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
All right, Rocco, thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with a story from your colleague Owen McMillan, and we here at WEOL are very well aware of this event that took place in North Ridgeville this past weekend as, you know, not tens, not hundreds, but thousands, rather, made their way to North Ridgeville for the Corn Festival. Owen McMillan had the recap earlier this week in the Chronicle Telegram from this past weekend's North Ridgeville Corn Festival that began 48 years ago. Hard to believe that, but what was the summation of all these past weekend's activities, Dave?
Yeah, almost 50 years ago that the Corn Festival first first celebrated in North Ridgeville, and the Grand Parade now has over 1,000 marchers.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. I think that's pretty good. But still, kind of maintains that hometown feel. A lot of people come back to North Ridgeville for the Corn Festival. I know I've spoken with a couple of them in past years where they said, yeah, I rearranged my schedule so that I can get back for a Corn Festival. Obviously, the Golden Kernel Award, going to a civic booster in town or somebody who's done some really great things for the city. In the parade, emergency vehicles, cheerleaders, bands, all kinds of, young kids, older folks, everybody in between marching, marching in the parade. Numerous vehicles and units all around the area. You have people in costume and that kind of thing. And so Owen went out and talked to a bunch of them. It's really a good story. He talked to Blue Barn. They won the Chamber of Commerce Business Trophy and Best Commercial Unit Award. And he spoke with Nancy Rosardi, and there's a great little interview that he did with her in the, in his story. And, the estimates were like probably 10,000 people. More than 10,000 people attended the Corn Festival throughout the weekend, braved some of the rain and avoided some of the thunderstorms and showers that hit the county. So really nice to see that it wasn't all wet out there at the Corn Festival.
And I know we were out there Saturday. Our own Craig Adams had some live reports that ran from noon to 3, I believe, this past Saturday. So very, very cool. And just incredible to me that they maintain that whole small town feel like Owen wrote about, despite having, tens of thousands of people there. I just think that's pretty cool. And the Corn Festival continues to roll on strong. I encourage all of you to check out Owen's story, those interviews that you mentioned, Dave. Very, very cool. And the WEOL Facebook page had a couple of photos from this past weekend as well. So make sure you check both of those out. Second story I wanted to talk about with you this morning, Dave, comes from your colleague Carissa Wojtek, and let's head over to Lorraine for this one. As us at WEOL with our spring sports coverage, we're very familiar with Campana Park and the Pipe Yard, and those are both set to receive some upgrades here in the near future. What is this all about, Dave?
Yeah, Lorraine City Schools are working on, have taken in some money. Got about almost $2 million, $1.8 million in the elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds. City of Lorraine tossed in another $1.8 million in the ARPA funds, American Rescue Plan Act funds, and then a grant from the National Park Service also to rehabilitate the complex out on Meister Road. And new concrete where the playground equipment is going to be. City built a concession stand. It's going to change the landscape. Seems pretty cool. Upgrade to George Daniel Stadium. Phase one was about $1.5 million. Entire project is approved at about $2.5 million. Upgrades to the fieldhouse are coming, and the district is looking for collaborative opportunities. Maybe reaching out to PNC Bank, Meyer, the Cleveland Browns, trying to collaborate. Maybe some sponsorships and things like that. So they're trying to stay on track with this project to really rehabilitate Campana Park and the Pipe Yard. All that construction that's planned should begin later in the fall. The schools had agreed to lease the Pipe Yard for at least the next 50 years. So there's still another good chunk of that 50 years. I mean, that was 2 years ago. So hey, another 48 years. Like we said, 48 years of the Corn Festival, another 48 years in this lease by the Lorraine City Schools for Campana Park and the Pipe Yard. So just basically trying to make things, you know, make things a little more colorful, make things a little more useful over there, you know, for everybody who wants to be able to use the park.
Absolutely, and I definitely encourage folks in Lorain especially to check out Carissa's story. Seems like some very cool renovations and upgrades coming to, again, Campana Park, the Pipe Yard, and also George Daniel Stadium. So very, very cool stuff there. As we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien. He's from the Chronicle-Telegram, and he's with us for today's Local Beat. Again, it is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. East Broad Street getting some renovations done here as well. So, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram, Owen, Carissa, the whole game, what are you guys working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners find in the paper?
Well, Owen's been immersed in an ongoing murder trial, and so you can read about Ivan Brooks' third murder trial.
That's
third
right.
Go-around for the prosecution and defense there, happening in Judge Melissa Kobash's court. Owen has all the reports on that. I've been working on a number of lawsuits, and also you know, some other sort of attached to court issues, a couple appeals and things like that. So I'm kind of my week off from county news, some lawsuits, you know, again, facing county entities, Elyria Police Department and other and Lorain County Jail. So I've been wrapped up in some legal stuff that you can read about at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle-Telegram print edition. And then Elyria Planning Commission, you know, coming this week. Kevin Martin should have more on that. And yeah, whatever else we're writing, the day's news or ongoing stories, again, ChronicleT.com or the Chronicle-Telegram print edition.
There you go. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle-Telegram today. Or, as Dave said, you can find that digital e-edition online anytime over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week. I hope everybody's had their police scanner on. Dave, what have you been hearing or seeing on the police scanner?
Yes. Yeah, so give you a real strange one. This happened, I would note that this happened in the middle of the morning, back on August 13th, and which makes it just a little bit stranger. But again, from our folks at Northeast Ohio Scanner, at @NEO_scan over on X, formerly known as Twitter, we have a call in the 2700 block of Brook Park in Cleveland where a man who had previously been evicted was threatening the female 911 caller.
Oh,
she says he's got a fully loaded harpoon, and he's aiming it at her.
Oh my. Well, we certainly don't condone violence here on the Local Beat, right? But that one's got a little bit of humor. I mean, what did he just get finished with the Pirates of the Caribbean marathon and was getting his inner Jack Sparrow on? I mean, what the heck's going on in the 2700 block of Brook Park, Dave? I'm at a loss on that one. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't tell you. I just don't know, Rocco. It's just these things happen.
Hashtag things we hear is part of the hashtag that you see there on the, well, not the X, or not the tweet, rather, not even the X, the post, as they're calling it these days on that social media platform. So, wow. Entertaining yet violent scanner story this week, albeit a good one. So, again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram, make sure you pick up a copy of that CT today. Or, again, that digital e-edition is online anytime, folks, over at ChronicleT.com if you are a subscriber. Dave, thank you for the time. As always, my friend, it's always a pleasure getting to chat with you here in the morning, and we'll be sure to catch up again here soon.
Fabulous, Rocco. We'll catch you later.